Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
because I know the devil. I know he's an opponent. So he's not going to tell me the truth. So anytime the devil tells me I'm not something, I always say I am that. Anytime the devil tells me I am something, I always say I'm not that. I know that God is bigger.
He's bigger than that. You have to know the God that we're serving is bigger than that. He's bigger than HIV. He's bigger. So much bigger. And he's so much better. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lord Jesus, the Apostle Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, called the saints faithful in Christ Jesus. Truly happy to have each and every one of you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to have a word of prayer and get into the review. Heavenly Father, we come thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will, your will, concerning us in Christ Jesus. So we thank you. We thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God. We learn who we are and whose we are. We learn that we can decree and declare whatever your word says about us, because 1 John 5:18 decreed and declared that we are born of you, and the evil one cannot touch us. So I thank you, Father God, that you have made us citizens with the saints of your house, according to Ephesians 2:19. I thank you, Father God, that for that reason you have allowed us to let our light shine so man can see the good works and glorify you, according to Matthew 5:13-14. I thank you, Father God, for being a partaker of my nature. And I thank you, Father God, because we are the apple of your eye. I thank you, Father God, for those that are looking to you for guidance, for direction, and give it to them. Then, Father God, we pray that your will be done in our lives. I know you pray. We pray that we come out of the world, not to be part of the world, that you will protect us, because we are part of a royal race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. And I thank you for it, Father God. And we ask you to open the eyes of those that can't see, understand, and that they will comprehend, and they will see the word, Father God, in the light of redemption. These and all blessings we ask in God's name, and for his sakes we pray. And amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Well, hey, brothers and sisters, it's so much to cover. I don't know what all we're going to touch on today, but this is a review, and we're open to a lot of things. Let me go right off and tell you, I'm truly thankful for Pastor Bell, because I think it was on Tuesday she took over. She did an excellent job, and I thank God for her and the job she did. Monday, we began to talk about how strong we're to be in the Word of God, or in the Lord. We talked about having a word rule mind. You want to have a word rule mind. So that'd be one of the things for today. And on Wednesday, we went back and continued to talk about to be strong in the Lord. And let me tell you, That's pretty much what we talked about this week. We had a lot of scriptures. But I'm going to say something, brothers and sisters. You want to have adequate strength in the Lord. To be strong is real important. And somebody may say, well, why is that so important? Because the commander in chief is giving us instruction how to handle this warfare. And so when we Ephesians 6, 10 through 20, and also we use 2 Corinthians 10, 3, 5, and Romans 6, 1 through 8. And we definitely use 1 Peter 5 and 8. However, it's you have to understand that finally now we are to be strong in the Lord. Now I know everybody wants to put on the helmet. I know you want to put on the whole armor. I know you want to have your loins girded about with truth. I get all of that. I know you want to have your feet sore with the preparation of the gospel. I get that. I know you want to take the shield of faith. I know you want to take the helmet of salvation. And I know you want to. I know. I get all of that. But listen, brothers and sisters. First things first. He says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And that's what I was trying to convey last week, is that it's important to be strong in the power and just not say that, but live that. Do that. So before you do all this other stuff, get into the Lord. That's where your orders are. That's where your commander-in-chief room that he gives you to be knowledgeable, for a better way, of how you're going to have to deal with this war. And one of the things, and the most important thing is, know that you can't do it on your own. See, a lot of times we want to lay hands on the sick, we want to cast out devil, and he's telling us, be strong in the Lord. Know that it's the Lord that's doing this, and not we ourselves that are doing this. It's the Lord that's doing this. So, And let me tell you why, because it's a spiritual life. It's a spiritual war. God is a spirit, like Lucifer is a spirit. And if you want to fight this spiritual war, you got to fight it with spiritual tools, spiritual know-how. And since Satan been around so long, we need the Lord's strength in this matter. Trust me. That's what we need. We need him. So we're going to begin. Now, like I said, got a lot of stuff I want to share. And there was other scriptures the Lord had put in my spirit. Now, we get around to it. Because God is perfect and his people is perfect.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now you got to be like your daddy, man. Stop the foolishness. Mm-hmm. Well, we're serving. No, you're serving a perfect God. And he's there so he can make his people perfect.
Amen.
How I know that? The Bible makes it real clear. In 2 Corinthians 3 and 3, we might go there, but either way, the word of God is in us. And if the word of God is in us, then we become living epistles.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I just think about it, man. Think about these words. Clear. You are an epistle of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
If that don't, man, look at the position, the ideal position that now that the sons of God are being manifest.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have, he can't have that. So Paul let us know when he come to that place. That's why it's so important. that we be positioned in Christ.
Yeah.
He said, the life I now live, I live in faith in the Son of God. You are living epistles. I don't care what nobody say. Doesn't matter what they say. I'm talking about what the Word of God says. You're a living epistle. Because it's some people, y'all may not believe this, and we're going to get into the review, but it's some people, however you let them, left them 20 years ago, that's how they still see you.
Mm.
Don't see you no different. You may think they should, because, you know, where you been, stuff you did, but they don't see you no different.
Mm-hmm.
If you wasn't saved, the first thing going to come out of their mouth, you ought to get saved. And they don't know how many times you prayed, things you shared with God, and then all they can see is where they left you at 20 years ago.
Uh-huh. Say that.
Sad.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be on your guard. That's what the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. See, the devil, let me get into the review, because I tell you what, when you're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, then these things will go away. But if you're going to be strong in your own stuff before you do this, it's sort of like this. You know, when I was working for this one company, we would always go into, we call it a situation room, and you would get prepared for whatever the task was. But you had to go in there and get prepared. Don't worry about your equipment. Don't worry about nothing. Come into the room, the situation room, and get prepared for what we're going to deal with. You got your weapons. You got your equipment. You got that stuff. What's important is you get in this situation room and get a briefing. You got to get that briefing.
Yeah, amen.
So when he says to be strong in the Lord, that's what I think about. I think about this briefing we got to get. Got to get it from the commander-in-chief. This is a briefing. Why you think he tell you to be strong in the Lord? Huh?
Amen.
And why you think he want you to be strong in the Lord? You think he just saying that? Okay, because those are beautiful words. No, not so.
Come on,
he wants us to be briefed on what's going on that day, that hour, that moment. So he says, be strong in the Lord. And the power of
his might.
You have to get in. Yeah, that's right. His might. So what you have to do, you have to go to the situation room where he is. And you be strong in his thing.
Mm-hmm.
So just for reference purposes, we're going to go ahead on and read Ephesians 6 and 10 as Pastor Shelby. So I'm trying to read it out of, I think she read it out of the Messenger Bible. We're not going to read it. I just want to stay right here on verses 10. I know we're going to put on all, I get all of that. But if you miss the briefing, they call it a situation. You know, before police go out on their duty, they all gather together and have like a little session, and then they talk about what's going to happen and what they look like and what's things going forward. That's what they do. You have to do that. Well, so it is in the spiritual warfare, brothers and sisters. For you to put on all your armor before the police put on their belts and their vests and all that. They go and have a briefing. This is a real war we're in. That's all I'm trying to tell you. So he's instructing us, the master is, in what to do and how to do. So he says in the 10th verse, now it may not sound like a lot until you unpack this thing, see? Because that 11th verse is going to tell you that you're standing up against the devil. And when you make a stand, you understand, you are going to have been to the Situation Room to get advice from the Master.
Amen.
So he says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. From the Message Bible. Good afternoon, everyone. From the Message Bible. And that about wraps it up. God is strong, and he wants you strong. Amen.
Yeah. He wants you strong. So let's go to Philippians 4 and 13. We're going to have to rely on his strength, brothers and sisters. So in Philippians 4, where I said 13?
Mm-hmm.
4 and 13.
Yes, Pastor.
I'm trying to get to the place where I start reading this stuff. He says, now I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible. I've learned by now to be content whatever my circumstances. Amen. I'll read it again. I've learned by now to be quite content whatever my circumstances. Amen.
Is that all the 13?
Mm-hmm. I could read a little further because it says, I'm just as happy with little as with much. With much as with little. I've found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full or hands empty. Whatever I have, wherever I am, amen.
Amen. For I can do anything. One
mm-hmm.
verse said anything. And the other one said I can do everything.
Yeah.
Yes. Christ. Because see, mm-hmm. as long as I'm in Christ, that's where my strength is at.
That's right. Amen.
I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. That's where I get my strength. So when Ephesians says to be strong in the power of the Lord, we get ours through Christ, man.
Amen.
Oh, that's good.
Hallelujah.
You're not on your own now.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
You're getting it through Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting it through Christ. Huh?
Yes. Amen.
And then I like what 2 Timothy 4:17 says. 2 Timothy 4:17. Now we're going to get to some scriptures that we're not discussing this week. And somebody else have something we definitely want you to. But in 2 Timothy 4 and verses 17. Bless God. It says, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Woo! Man, did you hear that? That's where you get your strength.
Come on. Yeah.
Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me, strengthened
mm-hmm.
me, that by me the preaching may be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of a lion.
Hallelujah. Praise God. From the Message Bible. The Master stood by me and helped me spread the message loud and clear to those who had never heard it. I was snatched from the jaws of the lion. God's looking after me, keeping me safe in the kingdom of heaven. All praise to him. Praise forever. Oh, yes. Amen.
That's deep, man.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's deep. This 17th verse is no joke. I want y'all to really hear this thing. It was the Lord that stood with me and gave me this understanding why he says, strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Yeah.
See, I ain't careful for nothing, but it's through that thing, it's prayer and supplication. So I'm believing God is going to be there. I don't have any other choice than but to believe. When everybody else had abandoned me, when everybody else had misjudged me, when everybody else had misunderstood me, the Lord stood with me. What a testimony. Hallelujah. What a testimony.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Everybody else was there with me, but the Lord stood with me.
Yeah. Amen.
And guess what? That's where my strength was. You know why? Because he gave me strength, the writer said. He gave me strength. Guess what strength he gave me? He gave me his strength.
Hallelujah.
He shared his strength, his knowledge, his wisdom.
Thank you, Lord.
So I can be strong in this.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's a blessing, sister, to be able to have the ability to stand against the wiles of the devil and know that you're gonna be victorious. That's a blessing.
Say it now. Yes, it is.
You got to know that you're getting ready to wrestle, and it ain't gonna be with flesh and blood.
Amen.
But it's going to be against principalities and powers and rulers of the dark. See, you get ready for a spiritual war. So you got to get brief as a believer.
Yes, we do. Amen.
See, because actually that's what he's doing from verse 11 down to 20. He's telling us, take the armor and all. But this is part of this briefing. If you don't get this, be strong in the Lord, you're just putting this equipment on. You don't even know what side they're going to attack. But when you're strong in the Lord, doesn't matter what kind side, but you have to know that. You can't assume that. You have to know that. He said,
come on,
be strong in the Lord. And something else too I like. I like over there in 1 Timothy 1 and 12. I think that's worth visiting. Yeah, we're going to get to the review. But like I said, I've been all week long trying to get to this. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead on and put it out there now. I'm going to put it out there. I want y'all to know I'm putting it out there just like it is. You know?
All right, Pastor.
Because you got to be strong, brothers and sisters. I think we error for not knowing that, hey, man, we need his strength.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
We need to know that we can operate in his strength. So when we read 1 Timothy, I think it's, I'm going to say it's 1 and 12. Sometimes we make notes, man. Paul said, young Timothy, I think Christ Jesus, our Lord, who have enabled me for that he counted me faithful for me into the ministry. He enabled me. Verse 20.
Hallelujah. From the Message Bible, I'm so grateful to Christ Jesus for making me adequate to do this work. He went out on a limb, you know, entrusting me with this ministry. Amen.
Yeah. That was called gratitude. Mm-hmm. He thanked God for the mercy. He acknowledged that it wasn't him, that it wasn't his. He acknowledged it. So he said, I thank Christ Jesus. Not Jesus Christ, but Christ Jesus. He realized it was in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
You know what he did? He gave me the strength.
Yeah.
To do this mighty work. He gave me the strength to combat that devil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Listen, brothers and sisters, when you can say God see you trustworthy, that means a lie. One of my mm-hmm. clients gave me their credit card. And because they thought I was trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
I could have went up and, oh, God, I could have got $50,000 worth of stuff. And then they said, oh, the next night. Then I told them, I said, well, we need some of this. And I said, oh, you got the credit card? I said, no, I put it back. Oh, you trustworthy. That means mm-hmm. something, man.
Yes, it does.
So when the Lord see you, someone he can trust with the power.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You would have the same attitude and gratitude that Paul had.
That's right. Amen.
And we need to thank God more for this kind of stuff. Lord, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for that you've enabled me.
Thank you,
you've
Lord.
You've given me the ability to act like you. And guess what? You did it with abundance. You've given me the love. Brothers, you can't fight this war without the love of God.
Amen. Amen.
So if we're going to be strong in the things of the Lord, it starts off with being strong in God's stuff.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
You can't use Uzi with this. You can't use head knowledge. You got to use God's stuff. Big difference,
Hallelujah.
Man.
Hallelujah.
You can't con your way through. You can't sneak your way through.
Amen.
We need God's stuff.
Yes, we do. Yes,
so
we do.
Let us get ourselves in agreement with the things of God. Let us get ourselves in agreement to the things pertaining to God so we can be trustworthy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Amen.
Paul said it was the grace of God that was abundant with me. It was God's grace.
Yeah.
The love, the faith, the Christ, all the good stuff. See?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Now, when you have Romans 4:20, yeah. Y'all making me go there now. I thought I would let this go, but I just want you to know you have the right to be strong in the power of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put this other stuff on. You know, that's great that you put it on, but man, let me tell you what. Get in the power of the Lord. A lot of time I think about Abraham, right? And Abraham and Sarah, they could have no baby on their own. But if they stayed in the power of the Lord, everything was possible.
Yeah.
So Abraham said, I stagger not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Being fully persuaded that he was able to do what he had promised, and he could perform it. Hallelujah.
Praise God. So from the Message Bible, Abraham didn't focus on his own impotence and say his hopeless 100-year-old body could never father a child, nor did he survey Sarah's decade of infertility and give up. He didn't tiptoe around God's promise, asking cautiously skeptic questions. He plunged into the promise and came up strong, ready for God, sure that God would make good on what he said. Amen.
You see how big that word is? Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. We got evidence here. We got countless scriptures that people depend on God's strength.
Think about it.
Abraham realized, you know what? I can't do it. I don't care how many Viagras I take. I don't care how many. Whatever. Sarah looked at that thing in her body, and she said, it doesn't matter what I try to do or how I oil my, none of that matter. So having faith in God's word caused her body. It would take a minute to explain that, but it caused her body to go clean back. At least, let's say, 70 years. But at least 70 years, her body had to go back into the transformation where she could be able to bear children or bear a child.
Yes. Amen.
I'm saying too many people bearing babies at 50.
Amen.
At 40.
That's right.
It affects when you have a child. No, I haven't had a child. But I know it affects you mentally, physically. That's why you see a lot of women, they done had babies, they always have a pouch. That affects them. I don't know if that evidence something happened or not, but I tell you this, most women, they want to get rid of that as soon as they had that baby. They don't want no signs that they have had a child.
Amen.
They don't want no signs of that. But listen, sisters, listen, brothers, listen, dear hearts, when your body have brought forth a child, that's part of the evidence.
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's a sign. Well, why am I telling y'all this? Because a 99-year-old woman, the body has to be prepared to do that.
Amen. Come on now, say it.
Because she was all, at 99, she was already wrinkled. She was already this, that, and the third. But it was through faith that God allowed her body to go back some 70 years.
Ooh,
like she had never had a baby. Her organs, everything got prepared.
Yes.
And most women, if they be honest, I had enough children, married a couple of times. I've seen it with my own eyes. But most women tell you at the time that they are pregnant, their body changes. It changes. Sometimes people get dark around the neck. Sometimes their breasts get big. It just all kinds of stuff goes on with the body. But why is that? Because I'm trying to tell you, it's something it takes God to take you back. You talking about 99-year-old woman. She couldn't do that on her own. She didn't have the strength to do that. She had to rely on God's strength. She had to rely on God's plan.
That's right. Amen.
Now, mess with me. I got a pastor here. She'll co-sign this stuff. She has several babies. Great grandbabies. And all of them bodies went through some kind of change.
Yes, yes.
This folk, they had that baby. They did. I'm telling you.
That's That's
so
right.
So you need strength. If you, when you're dealing with certain things, you need God's strength. And that's what this message is about. It's about using God's strength. And then over there because see, Ephesians 6 and 10, brother, I keep reading that. I keep reading that. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in conjunction and in the power of his might. Sarah was strong in the Lord. Abraham was strong in the Lord.
Yeah,
there
were
able to do it about being strong in the Lord.
Amen.
And
right.
Then in 2 Timothy 2 and 1, I said I was going to read it, but I don't know if I read it or not. But in 2 Timothy 2 and 1, I just want y'all, you can be strong in the Lord. We have evidence that people who've been strong in the Lord. Now, and this is for our example. Okay, these are our example, so we'll know that we can win this war. But we have to depend on the Lord. We have to depend on the Lord's stuff. 2 Timothy 2:1 says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I was looking at that in a different translation, Pastor. Give me a minute here. Ooh. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:1. So, my son, throw yourself into this work for Christ. Pass on what you heard from me. The whole congregation saying amen. Amen.
Amen. It's that strength. That's what we talk about, being strong in the Lord, being strong in the power of the Lord. And his mind. That's what we talk about, being strong. So Paul tells young Timothy here to, he called him my dear son, so that's why I'm referring to it. Like he called him his son. He said, be strong. And see, when you've been through something, you can tell somebody. And Paul has been through something. I don't know how it's in his life right now, but he's been through some stuff. So he explained to his son how he is to make it. How it is to happen. Just like a woman would give her daughter encouragement in time of pregnancy or whatever. She would tell her, this is what you need to do. That's what you need to do. And anybody that's did warfare, that's part of the same situation when you're in there and you discuss how it can happen, what you need to do. So Paul, I see him in this situation room. Preparing. Mm-hmm. That's what you want to do. You want to prepare. Them weapons don't mean anything. The armor don't mean anything unless you prepare mentally and physically. Period. You got to be prepared, man. Be prepared. So when know that you are who you are and who you are, you prepare. Mm. So that's what that is. Know that you're part of a living being. You're part of a living organ, bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
You're part of a lively stone. You know, I think it was in Malachi, but it was about, man, do you realize that we're going to have to be strong in the power of his might.
Mm-hmm.
And, excuse me, I apologize for That's what happens when you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. But these are spiritual giants that we're getting ready to deal with.
Yes.
And you would think, well, you got to be insane. No. It's not through our own power, brothers and sisters, but we have made this because of the power of God.
Apparently,
we read a couple of scriptures last week. We want to kind of get into that. And then let me open it up first because I don't know. Maybe someone has a... Let me get back there. Where's my notes? Yeah. See, that's what happens with me. I get carried away. One other scripture I was going to do, too. It was over there in Hebrews 11 and 34. And I'm on a mindset to do that. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, sometimes you got to be not just here for the review. You have to be doing the lesson because there's so much is said that we can't say every word verbatim. We can't do that. So it behooves all of us to make sure that we go back and listen to some of the tapes, recordings, I should say, because we can't get them all the time. But in Hebrews 11 and 34, it says, quench that violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. I really want y'all to hear this. You have to know that in your weakness, God has made you strong, man. He made you strong.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm
going
to read that out of a... I was part of that. I just wanted to quote. But anyway.
Amen. So from the Message Bible, they were protected from lions, fires, and swords. Thrust turned disadvantage to advantage. One battle. Rooted a lion, rooted alien army. Women receive their loved ones back from the dead. There were those who, under torment, refused to give in or go free, preferring to something better. Amen. Now that was Hebrews 11. Yeah, it must have been a little more than verse 30. Did you say 34, Pastor?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, there was a lot there in that Message Bible. Let me read it also from... let me read it also from the New Living Translation, 34. Okay, 11:34. It says, they shut the mouths of lions, quenched the flames of fire, and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It was all in the Lord, brothers and sisters. It was all of faith. It was in the power of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. So put on the whole armor. I get it. I mean, I get it. When he says to take the shield of faith, he talks about the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit. I get all of that. But brother and sister, you got to move into the situation room first. And the situation mm-hmm. room says to be strong in the power of the Lord.
Yes.
So you got to know your strength. You got to know where it's coming from. It ain't good enough to assume anything. You need to have that knowledge. So that makes you victorious. I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters. I watch football and different kind of sports. The best thing they do is they go, I don't use this term often, but they go, they have a situation where they talk to the players and get them geeked up. I hate to say it like that, but that's what happens. They, man, we can win. You know, it's just like, they ain't all that. They ain't this. I watched South Carolina beat Kentucky, and Kentucky should beat South Carolina, but they should have beaten them by 20-something points. I watched Alabama almost lose to Texas A&M. That may not mean mm-hmm. nothing to you guys, but these are teams that are favored to win by. But what they did in the situation room, they got in the huddle and say, look here, we can beat these guys because we can, we do this. Well, that's what you do in the situation room. That's why mm-hmm. you said be strong in the power of the Lord. Then you start talking about his power. You talk about how you know you don't win. You can't win.
Yeah.
Because you do have the sword of the spirit. Talk about you can win because your strength is in the Lord. That when you are weak, you're yet strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
you,
right.
You look at the weapons. You have weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah. Amen.
Be strong in the Lord. You know the Lord can speak one word. Boom. Now, I know, so don't nobody have to tell me this. I know. When you're in Christ, you got equal strength.
Ooh. Yes.
Now, I know somebody goes, how can you say that? Because you are joint heir, man. You are joint heir. Don't you know you and your husband, you and your wife, y'all got a checking account? And y'all got joint. You can't tell that money. She can't get the money. Or he can't get the... Or I don't care if a joint account and you put that money in there. He can get it. I talk to women. Had their whole bank account cleared out. Man got that money and left.
Have mercy.
Because they had a joint account. You are joint mm-hmm. with Christ, man. Whatever Christ have, you have. We're in
Amen.
His strength. Why you think Paul said, through Christ? Why you think we have Philippians 4:13? I can do all things mm-hmm. through Christ. Because you're a joint heir. Paul recognized that.
Yes.
That's what you have to do. You have to recognize, hey, man, God has made these provisions. He's given us his power, but it's in him. It's in him. Stress that.
Mm.
Don't get caught up like Satan did. It was all about him. And never recognized, even though there was no truth in him, he wouldn't abide in it no way. You got people right now. But that's what John 8:44 said. The devil, he wouldn't abide in the truth. He didn't want to live the truth. But none
mm-hmm.
And you got a lot of people, they want to live their own stuff. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, the battles and demons some people fighting, even within themselves, even with their own self, fighting demons, and they are ignoring it and want to brush it out to something else. You need to deal with that. But you can't deal with it on your own. You got to deal with it with the power of God. It got to be through Christ. That's where your strength comes from.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
It's easy to react back to the flesh. But anyway, we got to go. Carried away. It's okay.
That's all right. And powerful words.
Amazing. Yeah. And I want to say that was Philippians 4:13. For those that want those scriptures, it was 2 Timothy 4:17 and 1 Timothy 1:12 and Romans 4:20. But that was Ephesians 3:17 and 18 was another scripture we dealt with this week. People, we don't have no chronological order, no alphabetical order. These are scriptures we touched on this week. I know you're so used to that traditional stuff, but anyway, just take the word of God for what it is, and if it's and he'll tell you where to put it. He'll tell you how to use it. In Ephesians 3:17 and 18, I don't know, this is one of them scriptures we had this week that I do what they call red line, pencil line, whatever, colored in, and these are things that had jumped out at me. In Ephesians 3:17 and 18, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love.
All right.
Ooh, and then we're going to do 18. So it says, may be able, now, that's power, that's strength, able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height.
Praise God. From the Message Bible, Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite him in. I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in with all followers of Jesus the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love. Reach out and experience the breath. Test its length. Plumb the depth. Rise to the height. Live full lives. Full in the fullness, God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Anybody else have anything they want to share? Pastor, I don't know if you had anything, but let me tell you again, thank you for Tuesday. The job you did was a great job. I even had people calling me. I'm not going to call nobody's name, but excuse me, I had a couple of people call me, and I thought that was nice. They were saying, Pastor, are you okay? I heard Pastor Bates, he said this, that, and the third, they tell me everything. See, then they said, we just want to know, was you all right? I said, yeah, I'm all right.
Praise God.
Word of God went forth. Yeah, I'm all right. I'm good. But
hallelujah.
Thank you for your first Tuesday. Anybody else have anything they want to share? If you're gonna battle, be strong in the power of the Lord. Don't have your own mindset. Don't, you know, go with what the Word of God say to go. That's how you want to roll.
Amen. Praise God.
Anybody else?
Read.
Go ahead.
That's okay, Pastor. I'm going to read Ephesians 3, verses 17 and 18 from the New Living Translation.
Sounds good.
And it reads, then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Let me say that again. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's awesome.
Amen. Yes, it is. Amen.
See, when Christ dwells in you, if you can just open your imagination for a moment, pew, know what's in you. All the power of the universe is in you. The thing you need to defeat the enemy is in you.
Amen.
It helps you when you know, hey, I got this power in me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell y'all this is a truth right here I'm finna tell you. When we was growing up, we would get in fights and stuff. But then when you fighting and you know your brothers is behind you, your chest get bigger. Your word. Yeah, I'm telling
you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you get so when you know that you got protection behind you, it's just like what going on in whatever's going on over there. I can't think right now for that about that. But anyway, Iran. Correct. What is it?
Ukraine.
They ain't got nothing to worry about. They pow, because they got America behind them. They ain't worried. They could far less care about Putin now. Before they didn't have America support, they came and let them just beat them up. But once they realized they had America's support and its weapons and its knowledge and its all of this, man, they just they taking their stuff back. They taking over.
Amen.
Why am I telling you that? Some of you need to realize right now that your strength is in the Lord. Your power is in the Lord. So you're going to go and defeat the enemy. You're going to take back what belongs to you.
Mm-hmm.
Your children that the enemy has stolen. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got some stuff right now you ought to go and decree and declare right now.
Yeah.
Let the pride go. So you know what? That's mine, and the devil ain't going to do this and bind that creep up, and know God is behind you. He on your side.
Amen.
He on your side. And if he's on your side, who can be against you?
Hallelujah. Ooh. Amen.
Those are my words in conclusion. Anybody else had anything else? Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Pastor.